So can I just start off by saying you kind of look like Tony Montana today?
You could.
You just have your collar popped up and somehow your shirt has progressively gotten more unbuttoned throughout the day.
It's a laundry issue, okay?
I like how when you're having a day in which you didn't do laundry, you dress like Tony Montana. I just come in like a sweatsuit.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Oh, wait, should I introduce myself? I think people know.
Yeah.
For NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Tony Montana Contreras.
On today's show, we're going to do a recap of some of the best songs, albums, musicians we've encountered in 2012, because believe it or not, the year is almost halfway done.
6 months, coming up on June 1st.
And right now we're listening to El Socio by Argentine artist Mati Sundel. Mati Sundel is with the Argentine record label ZZK, and here in the U.S. he recently got picked up by Waxploitation Records. Now, ZZK in Buenos Aires is one of my favorite record labels, and they consistently produce amazing, amazing artists. Chancha Via Circuito, Tremor, La Yegros, Mati Sundel. Their sound is... it's just mind-boggling. They mix cumbia and indigenous sounds with electronica, dubstep. They're fantastic. If you are looking for new Latin music, check out ZZK Records.
one of my favorite tracks was something that came, I don't even know how we got it. It came from the mail. This is a woman by the name of Eva Las Vegas. She's from Venezuela, lives in the Pacific Northwest right now. And the album had a very punk aesthetic to it, but it's an acoustic album with her playing guitar or a small little guitar like a jarocho or something. It took my breath away. It was very beautiful with very punk aesthetic lyrics. This is a track called Polo Margariteño.
Cool. I remember you went absolutely crazy over this woman. Something really akin to punk rock with that kind of folk music in which they're playing with their voice and making vocal sounds that aren't necessarily considered quote-unquote beautiful. Sometimes they're raspy, sometimes they're abrasive, but they're hypnotic.
I agree. And in this case, the way she uses her voice and in the lyrics that she's singing and the message that she's putting across, it does stand out, but she gives it her own personal stamp. I just can't get over just how, number one, surprising it was, and number two, just how consistently good it is.
Now, you said punk rock lyrics. Tell me a little more about the lyrics.
Well, what she's done is that she's taking her individuality, who she is. She's an open, she's out lesbian, and she's taken on some of those gender issues that are common in Latino cultures, and she's turned them around, and she's singing about them from a perspective of where she's taking control of the message and making a claim for herself and making a claim for just people in general.
But it's also, I mean, generally when you hear folk music, especially in Latin culture, you usually don't hear issues of, like, gay rights.
Correct. That's some of the things that she's doing here on this record. And I just, you know, whether you can understand the lyrics or not, just like you said, the tone of her voice. And
she has that yelp, you know, that I love.
When she mixes it in with the guitar work, it's just a fascinating record.
Sale el gusano de su prisión de ahí, se convierte en linda mariposa. Sale el gusano de su prisión de Sahara y se convierte en linda mariposa. El cantar tiene sentido, el cantar tiene sentido, entendimiento y razón.
My next pick is an artist who I've always been in love with, but I have the theory that when you see an artist or a band live, it either makes or breaks it. I've definitely seen artists who I loved their albums, and then I see them live, and I want to just rip my ears off, and I never want to listen to them again, which is a testament to how much modern-day production influences what an artist sounds like. And then there's artists that, you know, maybe they couldn't afford great production, or the record wasn't all that. And you hear them live and you fall completely in love with them. Definitely seeing Carla Morrison live made me love her even more. Not only because I realized how revered she is among the Mexican indie rock audiences, but because she sounds even better live than in a studio album with production. And that to me says it all.
And this is her track, Déjenme Llorar.
Cuántos tú me diste y por qué ahora estoy aquí sentada en el suelo pensando que te quiero, que te quise tanto y que tu amor me es necesario. Déjenme llorar, quiero sacarlo.
Carla Morrison is on this upward path to sounding really like a bolero diva. I mean, she's just getting to this place in which she's no longer, you know, like an indie girl who's making sweet, cute songs. These are very powerful, adult, mature, deep songs.
And when we saw her in Mexico City during the Viva Latino Festival, the pace of the song, nothing is very up-tempo.
Sure.
And it's all very subdued, but the audience, I mean, they're entranced. And you know what? I was thinking about this the other day. It reminds me of a jazz singer named Shirley Horn. Shirley Horn was famous for ballads, and everyone waited. You know, she did a couple of uptunes, but her ballads, she would suspend time. And that's, to me, there's an equivalent sensation listening to Carla Morrison, because the way that she takes these ballads, these slow songs, with the lyric and the way she interprets it and just sort of suspends time, puts it out there, you don't even notice that it's going slow. It's just part of the overall experience.
I mean, just listen to this, Felix. Don't you just want to put on a nightgown and get a red rose and dance around?
You put me in these situations. I don't listen to it another way. I think I'll pass on the nightgown.
Also brought a kind of jazz vibe crooner, Andrea Valenci Trio.
This is a singer that I saw in Austin at South by Southwest at a small little performance, and it just knocked me out. The record knocked me out, and then the performance was really, really impressive. This is a track called Lover.
Por qué
I saw Andrea Valenzi twice while I was there in South by Southwest in Austin. And once it was with a group of other singers and performers, but when she did her own showcase by herself, and she did it with her music sequenced, where she's just working a keyboard in all of her pre-recorded tracks, but she killed. She was really, very, very dynamic and very intense and very personal.
The difference I see between her and Carla Morrison is that she has a more, like, climaxing music. Like, you talked about Carla Morrison keeping time still. I feel like Andrea Valenzi, with her ballads, she whines and grinds, and it starts climaxing. Would you say that?
Yeah, it does take you to a place and then sort of let you off again. This is very, very impressive. Again, we both think one of the highlights of the year so far.
I'm just noticing that we have a lot of powerful female singers in our best of the year so far. And next up, we have another female-led band that both Felix and I agree on 100%. That's La Santa Cecilia from Los Angeles. And their cover of the song Tainted Love blew me and Felix away. We both unanimously agree that this is a band that deserves everyone's attention. Besides the fact that it's simply gorgeous and her voice is flawlessly kind of going in the opposite direction of the bass.
Yeah.
One of the things I love about this cover is that a lot of people know the song Tainted Love from the synth pop band Soft Cell from the 80s. But the lead singer Marisol goes back and takes it to its original R&B format, because Tainted Love was originally recorded by R&B soul singer Gloria Jones in 1965. So Marisol is taking it way back.
The whole band, La Santa Cecilia, is a group of musicians based in Los Angeles. They're all very, very talented musicians. I met them about 3 years ago, at South by Southwest. They're all very funny. They're all very dedicated to the sound that they're making. And it could be classified as like a resurgence of Mexican folk music. That's why this song stands out so much to me, because it's within their aesthetic, but a very different approach. It's a major step for them, and I hope this track and this EP, El Valor, that they've released so far, will get them wider attention, because they certainly deserve it.
Next up, we have a track that we were both perplexed and in love with, and we were perplexed because it taught us about a musical genre that both Felix and I were not aware of, which is Canto Cardenche from northern Mexico. This is really one of my favorite and most outstanding songs of the year so far. This is Algodón Egipcio doing La Espina del Cardenche.
I forgot about this song.
How can you forget about this
song?
Oh
my gosh.
It's haunting.
It's just, it's amazing. I forgot about it.
Morir a los desiertos me voy dirigido. Solo en pensar recorrer mi tierra no más que me acuerdo de la gana de
You know, like I said, I completely forgot about the song, and I don't know how I could have, because it's just magnificent.
It's just very rare that one song fills me with so much sadness and joy at the same time. There's something so tender about it. So, is that the right word for it? Like,
right.
Tierno?
Yeah.
Just something so heartwarming about it. There's also something incredibly sad and tragic about it. Also, the lyrics are saying, now I go to die to the desert.
Wow.
It's haunting. This song was composed by Venezuelan artist Algodón Egipcio as part of an annual festival called Norte Sonoro, which was curated by Toy Selective this year. And it's in northern Mexico. And basically, they bring in DJs to pay homage to different musical styles of northern Mexico. Felix, I think for you, this would be like fantasy camp. We have to send you there next
absolutely.
Year. So what Algodón Egipcio decided to do was kind of homage to Canto Cardenche. And Canto Cardenche is an a cappella style, very typical of northern Mexico. And get this. Even the name Cardenche is very poetic, because what it's talking about is a thorn, like a cactus thorn, that hurts more when you rip it out
yeah.
than when it goes into your body. And it's the whole metaphor that this song is as painful when you're singing it as the actual pain you're singing about.
Profound.
It's so beautiful.
Thank you. arena toma la guardia.
You brought another song in from a band called Cuarto Poder.
Vaya por la sombrita y camina por la acera con un blon y 8 grados de una solera. Sentado en una hamaca observando una palmera vista afuera. Mientras pega el calor bandera, vaya por la sombrita y camina por la acera.
Bien relajado en una sombra, la maldad que ni se nombra. El horizonte es mi alfombra voladora que me informa de la forma que se vive para poder llegar a
viejo.
Mientras más me concentro, yo más me alejo del sistema, del problema, de la flema que te quema, del calor, del vaporón, del sin sabor, con sin color.
Relájate y concéntrate.
Llegate, ven y colabora, que el momento no va a ser mañana.
Es ahora.
Sin un pin, sí, sin un tweet, sí, sin un face, sí, sin un book, sin un look, sin Bluetooth. Ey, es sin la hora, pon la contestadora y dile a la operadora. Estoy bajo una sombra contemplando el horizonte ahora. No me molesten, no me llamen, no me griten, no me jodan. Vamos olvidando en las colas de los gritos de la moda. Vacílate los chilling de cualquier manera, sin señal ni batería, con un blon y sin cartera.
Con un blon y 8 grados de una solera. Sentado en una hamaca observando una palmera vista afuera. Mientras pega un calor bandera, vaya por la sombrita y camine por la acera. Con un blon y 8 grados de una solera. Sentado en una hamaca observando una palmera vista afuera. Mientras pega un calor bandera, vaya por la sombrita y camine por la acera.
Entrate en la zona rasta donde todo es legal.
Cuarto Poder is a Venezuelan hip hop group, and they released a mixtape called Como En Vivo. They released it this year, and I have not been able to stop listening to this mixtape. And it's really interesting because Cuarto Poder, they marketed this older record of theirs, which sounded too much like 90s throwback to me. And I was just like, what is this? I'm not really feeling this. Then they released this mixtape, which is more recent stuff. And it's fantastic, especially this song, Ocho Grados, 8 Degrees. This is just such a funky, smooth, cool mixtape. Anyone looking for a great Latin hip-hop record need look no further. Check out Cuarto Poder and Como En Vivo.
Para ver dónde me pongo, el aire es un diptongo. Aquí la gente se broncea hasta parecer del Congo. Y yo sigo alucinando como en una nota de hongo. Vacilando mesas ladies con su songo, loco songo. Mientras viene una señora ofreciéndome un mondongo. Y que tanga, me desenfoco a veces. Un nalga y tú con esos juangas de comiquitas mangas. Me voy a fumar una panga pa' seguir con la pachanga, porque después de todo es una ganga.
Aprovecha y préndelo, que el viento está a nuestro favor. A la americana pana que está haciendo bull de sol. Mientras pega más calor, esto aquí se pone mejor. Y en la cabeza como que está haciendo efecto el licor. Oh sí señor, esa mata tiene un buen olor. Yo la vi, me quedé impresionado cuando le vi el color. No aguanté las ganas y le pregunté qué es eso, my lord. Y él respondió que esa semilla se le enviaron de Ecuador. Oh, listen up, estoy sintiendo en el cuerpo un sudor. Ojalá no sea una pálida, así que activo menor. Porque no te vas pa'l carro y vas prendiendo el motor. Que estoy muy seco y este chicle ya no tiene sabor. Ahora siento en la boca el estómago como un dolor. Como si fuera gastritis, pero con menos caldor. Ya estoy maltripeando y me está cambiando hasta el humor. Yo oigo a lo lejos que la situación se salió de control. Para rematar hay unos pacos, esconde hasta el esmoñador. Que se vienen acercando, los vi por el retrovisor. Oríllense a la derecha, grita duro el inspector que están caídos. Y ahora sí que esto se puso peor, nos desbancaron. Los sucios se fueron a ganador. Se llevaron todos los iPods y querían hasta el monitor.
We have another hip-hop artist next up, Ana Tijoux from Chile.
Ana Tijoux's star is rising, and her, this last album, La Vala, was very, very, very powerful. Her most powerful statement ever. This is a track called Las Cosas Por Su Nombre.
Telling it like it is, right? That's how you would translate that phrase?
More or less. Tell it like it is.
Las cosas por su nombre sin tapujo. Tenemos trajes sin etiqueta, pero se vende lujo. El garabato ilustrado, el insulto marcado. El Manuel de Carreño se borró de este lado. Ni tu ministerio, ni monasterio, ni dinero. Que por cierto, viene de nuestros impuestos. Todo es compituto con estatuto.
Ojo con cara, mala.
Que puedes perder tributo. caer bien, por caer bien, no decir lo que piensas, porque te pueden demoler. Vivir con miedo a la mierda, ni chicha ni limonada. Esa cosa light con sabor a nada, nata cortada, no cabe de entrada. A la mierda, a la con, a la chu. Tenemos el rosario más perfecto, las cosas por su nombre. A la mierda, a la con, a la chu. Tenemos el rosario más perfecto, las cosas por su nombre.
This album is a great example. If you put together Ana's last album, 1977, and then she released the Elephant mixtape, and now she released La Bala, she is really talented in controlling her flow and how much she says, at what speed, at what tone. 1977 was so introspective and brainy and heady and trying to sort things out. Elephant mixtape just is loungy, it's smoky, and she flows like water. In La Bala, which means the bullet, she's like spewing bullets. Fast, powerful, poisonous, and she's no longer looking inwardly, she's looking outwardly. It was an album that was very much inspired by events in Chile this year and last year, and a lot of the social protests that were going on there, events throughout Latin America. And she really has that ability. She can either do a loungy, relaxed mixtape, or a very introspective thing, like a diary, or a political analysis.
It's very interesting to watch her progress.
This is the Eso es.
Audiences here in the U.S. are going to get a chance to see Ana Tijoux this summer, because she's on a tour through the United States coming up in the summer, and she'll be in New York, and we'll definitely catch up to her when she's at the Latin Alternative Music Conference
in July.
This next song is something you brought in that really caught me by surprise and made a big impression on me, and I want to make sure to include it on the best of the year so far. This is the track Cuando Una Mujer Avanza by the rapper Mare.
Del cáncer de mama, cuando el machismo mató a muchas hermanas, cuando fueron perseguidas como brujas las lesbianas, entre abortos clandestinos, sida y trata de blancas, una entre tantas, de tantas y tan pocas, de las que como yo han sufrido las derrotas, siempre tan igual y tan diferente a mis otras, y si somos mayoría es solo en las cifras rojas, ¿y tú qué esperas?
Tell me a little bit more about Mare.
What little I know is from you. And it's just, you know, she is a rapper from Oaxaca, and she's talking about gender issues, talking about social issues, talking about life among the working class there in southern Mexico, and in a way that combines the traditional music with her rapping. Again, something that just really left a huge impression on me this year.
She, in this track, is accompanied by Son Altepe, a Son Jarocho group from, you're going to have to help me say this, Acayucan, mm-hmm. Veracruz. And that instrument that they're playing are jaranas, requinto, and the leona bass. And all those instruments are from Veracruz, but she is from Oaxaca. I think it's interesting that you picked this. I wouldn't say it's one of my favorite tracks, because I do think she still has a lot of growth to do,
sure,
as an artist. I don't think she sounds very well polished or mature, but I definitely maybe would say it's one of my favorite hopeful discoveries of the year. How about that?
That works too. Yeah, I would agree with you on that.
I want to finish off this week's show with a track that had me dancing in the subway had me dancing in the elevator, had me dancing at the supermarket, and made me look like a huge happy fool for many, many days. This is Lido Pimienta, and she's with the band Capullo in this track. It's called A Quien Amas En Realidad Es A Mí. I'm the one who you are really in love with. What an eclectic show we had today.
You know, I can't wait for the rest of the year because choosing a handful of songs that are our favorite so far, these are by no means the only ones that we like. There were a lot more we didn't have time for. And man, I can't wait for the rest of the next 6 months.
And as always, you can hear these songs in their entirety at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And now, you can hear us on Alt Latino Radio, our 24/7 stream, on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
Special thanks to our producers, Mike Katziff and Jessica Goldstein.
I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. Say hello to my little friend, Alt Latino.